Support for this show comes from Mercury. There's an art to making the complex feel simple. Everything should be in sync so that even the smallest part serves a bigger purpose. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so ambitious companies have the precision, control, and focus they need to perform at their best. Apply in minutes at mercury.com.
Eagles are at the podium talking about the high drama week two loss to the Falcons. I am your host, Michael Kiss. This is, of course, brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. Three press conferences for you in this puppy, including Doug and Carson after the game, and then Doug Peterson again spoke with the media after having slept on the 24-20 loss. Make sure that you're all caught up on the news that floods out during the hours after the game by checking in with BleedingGreenNation.com. And also later today, as a bit of a palate cleanser, John Stolness is bringing you a brand new BGN Memories. Hopefully that raises your spirits or at least gives you a welcome distraction. A quick update concerning the injury status on Timmy Jernigan. If you missed it, the defensive tackle broke his foot in Sunday's game, and at first it was feared that he'd miss the entire season, but now it's being reported that it will not require surgery and his timetable to return is roughly 4 to 6 weeks. So bad news that could have been worse. As far as the press conferences go here, the one after the game with Doug was very brief. Obviously, he didn't feel like sticking around for too long, and they had some audio issues in the first couple minutes, so bear with us as far as that goes. I did what I could to make that audio salvageable. After him, you're going to hear from Carson Wentz, and he talked about how frustrating it was that it took so long for the concussion protocol to be initiated and to wrap up. Obviously, he missed some snaps while that went on with Josh McCown taking some snaps. He says that he's fine, might be a little sore today, but okay, which hopefully that's the case because he looked pretty uncomfortable after the rib shot that he took. He said it kind of took the air out of him. Regardless of how it impacted his play in the first half is something we really don't know, but as long as it's not something that lingers, that's another positive takeaway from this game. The final presser is Doug from Monday. He digs into the difficulties that he had with adjusting the game plan on the fly with Alshon, Goddard, and Deshaun, not being able to go past a few snaps among some of the other injury news. And of course, the lack of scoring in early games is something he's asked about. There's also some interesting notes about the failed two-point conversion on the head first dive from Carson, but you don't need to hear all that from me. You can get it from Doug and Carson. So let's go to the podium.
No moral victories, of course, but with the resilience you guys showed despite injuries, circumstance, everything else, some positive at all?
Love the way these guys fought. They competed, these guys battled right to the end. You know, it was in our hands at the end to win the game, and we came up short. You know, it stings, obviously, you know, losses like this, and it's going to make us better moving forward.
I saw Zachary in tears as he walked. What did you tell
these
guys after
a loss? I mean, it's hard to find words, you know. These guys are hurting. Obviously, the hard work and preparation that they do during the week, you put in. I just told them that you know I was proud of them. I'd also told them that you know this is gonna really unite this football team. You know, through all the adversity that we faced tonight in this game. And really no one should hang their head. You know, they battled. It was in our hands at the end to win. And again, we came up short. So it hurts, but they'll be better for it.
The final touchdown pass to Jones, I mean, there's a fine line between pick action, legal blocking, and picks. What did the play look like to you?
It was clean. Obviously, we'll look at it, you know, on the way home tonight. But, you know, we were in an all-out blitz and just coming after the quarterback in that situation. He checked to the receiver screen, got two good blocks on the perimeter. Foot race.
Can you talk about the adjustments you made at the half? Because the second half.
Well, the adjustments started in the first quarter when guys started falling for us. And give credit to Mike Rowe and Jeff Stoutland, you know, in the run game and passing game, just coming up and, you know, keeping guys like JJ, keeping guys like Mac Hollins and obviously the running backs and Nelly and Zach, just keeping them, you know, kind of abreast of what we were doing and some of the changes we were making because we had to switch some personnel groups tonight in midstream, which is hard to do. But
there's no moral victories, obviously, but I think with the resiliency of the team and what offensively we were faced with, and then of course the defense, you know, we lose Tim Jernigan, and you know, in this football game, and you know, it just sort of things began to kind of snowball a little bit. But the fact that we hung in there, we battled, gave ourselves a chance. We had the lead there, you know, late in the game. And that's really what these games come down to. It's just a couple plays here and there that can go in your favor or the other way. And tonight they went in, you know, their way.
Now, what happened with all these injuries? Is anybody seriously hurt?
Well, obviously we'll check tomorrow when we get back, you know, and have more of an update tomorrow. But, you know, it's hard to comment on those injuries right now, you know, long term. We don't know.
In the week you prepare for different scenarios, but did you ever discuss or envision what to do when you're down, I guess, two receivers, one tight end, you only have four skill guys there?
I mean, you always have a plan for maybe one guy. You know, obviously when one guy goes down because you can shift some things, but when you have your two top receivers and a tight end go down, it's difficult, you know, because now you're really having to put guys in positions that haven't gotten those, you know, they haven't gotten those reps during the week.
Was the play sheet limited in terms of what you were able to call? Yeah,
I mean, it cuts things way down because you're out of your 12 personnel, obviously, when Dallas isn't there. You know, and then some of the stuff, it just limits you a little bit. But listen, credit Mike, credit Stout, you know, for the passes, the runs, getting it together and communicating with me so we could execute what we did.
Doug, when you have these countless injuries, do you rely on the coordinators for personnel groupings, or do you rely on the position coaches to kind of say who's best?
Well, the coordinators, you know, coordinators can shift the personnel groupings, but then the position coaches during the game have to really, we got to coach. And it was great to see. We had great communication, even pregame, you know, when we found out about Dallas. But it's great communication on their part, and they handled it well.
Doug, in the moment in the first half, your level of concern with Carson, he got banged around some. He was missing some balls that he used to score accurate on. He had to get evaluated. Where was your level of concern on? Is this a good idea to keep going or with him?
No, I mean, listen, you know, we knew coming in it was going to be a battle. It was going to be a physical game. Obviously, the quarterback's not exempt from that. And, you know, I tried to give him some throws where the ball could come out early and that. But at some point, you got to push the ball down the field. And it's going to take some protection. And give credit to the Falcons. I mean, they had a tremendous pass rush tonight, whether they were rushing four or five guys and put pressure on them all night.
Did you talk at all at halftime about whether there was a problem with the surface or cleats or something? You had so many calf injuries.
No, we were just ready to make adjustments and get ourselves back in this football game in the second half.
Yeah, feel fine. You know, it's football. Got hit a few times, but, you know, it's part of the game, and I feel fine. I'll be a little sore tomorrow, but nothing out of the ordinary.
How did you say that you checked for a head injury?
Yeah, that was super frustrating, you know, because I came to the sideline and I was sitting there for about 5 minutes, and then they called down to go look at that. So to me, that's just something, you know, they got to figure out. You know, that's super frustrating. When I feel fine, I understand you got to look at that, and that's part of the game. But the way it took so long, and then we finally went out on the field and I had to go to the blue tent, that was really frustrating. I think the league needs to look at that.
So you missed 6 plays. What happened?
I mean, I was frustrated, but I knew they had to do the protocol, so I just had to go through the concussion protocol and tell them where we were, what the date was, all that fun stuff, and I was fine and ready to get back out there.
How tough you guys lost Dallas before the game, John and Austin during the game? I mean, you're well aware of it.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced that?
It's tough, you know, it's tough, and we're not by no means going to make excuses, and we've always talked next man up, but, you know, some of the stuff tonight you can't make up. You know, I've never seen, you know, guy after guy like that early in the ball game, but, you know, guys stepped up, guys were resilient. We came up a little short today, but I'm proud of the way the guys fought.
Zach Ertz said you feel like you let the team down and he's taking this loss upon yourself.
I haven't talked to him yet. I mean, briefly, but he can't feel that way. You know, this is a team loss. We all in this thing together. You know, we made some mistakes early. I made mistakes early. We bounced back from, and we just came up short. You know, and that's one of those games. And you know, we can't feel sorry for ourselves because of the injuries. We got to be better, and we will be.
Carson, yeah, you didn't look quite like yourself in the first half. Was that related to the Deion Jones hit, or kind of what was going on?
Physically, you know, I felt fine. You know, I obviously got hit a little bit, but nothing that I was too concerned about. yeah, just slower starts. And, you know, we were just trying to get dialed in what they were trying to do against us and make some plays. And, you know, we were just missing some things early.
Along those lines with Zach Nelson also had a play that you think he should have made. As a leader, do you do anything with those guys to kind of lift them or help them get past those moments?
You just tell them we're coming right back to them. You know, that it is what it is. And guys make mistakes, drop pass here, I throw a pick, you know, I miss a play. You know, things happen. You know, that's football, and none of us are perfect. And, you know, everybody's going to own their mistakes, and we're going to learn from it and grow together. But, you know, I told him I'm coming right back to him, and you saw that on the fourth down play. He made a big catch, and, you know, he's going to make those plays more often than not.
Carson, after you scored the quarterback sneak, you had a sort of very demonstrative spike. That was as much emotion as we've seen from you.
Yeah. And then I almost fell over, so I was pretty excited. You know, that was just a hard drive, you know, and we, you know, a lot of conversions and everything. And obviously it was a slower start for us, and we were kind of struggling for a while. So to put that drive together, I was pretty excited. I just got to keep my feet a little better.
When you lose, like, three of your top receivers, like, so early in the game, how do you change things on the fly?
Yeah, I mean, again, that's tough. You know, you game plan all week, and you have all these personnel packages, and then they kind of all go out the window on game day. But, you know, coaches do a great job, you know, and so do the guys. The guys were ready, Mac and JJ. Guys were ready to step up, and I think, I don't know, I believe Zach played every snap, so he was ready to go. And, you know, guys were able to step up, and coaches did a good job of making sure guys were in the right positions, and hats off to those guys for doing a good job.
The throw to back, Zach was pointing out that no other quarterback in the league could do that. Anybody else would have just gone down. What was
going to
be ahead? Why didn't you just go down?
Third down. Got to stay on the field, you know, and I'm always going to fight for these guys and for this team. And, you know, we were just able to make that play. Mac made a great catch to finish that. And, you know, I think that's not just me. That's a lot of the guys on this team and in this locker room. They're fighters. They're resilient. And, you know, that's just a representation of that, of the team on that play. Yeah, I think he did a good job. You know, I think we asked a lot of him. You know, we come in and have a plan, and then guys go down, so we're asking him to play the Y, play the Z, play the F. You know, we're moving him around, and he's got to know the playbook and the positions and then the run checks and everything. So I think he did a great job, and he made some plays, and I'll see on tape how he did on other things. But, you know, I feel really confident with him out there.
Of course, it's true.
I got nothing. I don't know how to dive for the end zone, and yeah, it's tough. I wish I would have got in. It would have. I did, but I don't know. So that's frustrating, but it is what it is.
You know, you're gonna hear about the slow starts all week. How big is it to find a way through that?
Yeah. Wish I had an answer. You know, it's something. Obviously, again, we're always looking at. And you know. By no means making excuses, but, you know, we were trying to figure out who we had out there and getting guys in the right position. And so I think the coaches did a good job of that, and we just got to execute better early. And we'll take a hard look at it. And I know we say that all the time, and that's what we'll do, and we'll learn from it and get better.
How important are the conversations on the sideline when you have so much personnel coming in and out of the game, and you guys can kind of collect your thoughts and talk on the sideline?
They're huge. They're huge, those conversations. Getting guys lined up, hey, here's the plays we're maybe coming to, and just talking to guys where they're going to be. You know, we're changing formations on the fly because of the personnel we have. So those conversations are vital. And, you know, I think the coaches, all the position coaches and everybody did a great job of making sure guys are in the right spots, doing what they were supposed to do. And guys did a good job of that tonight.
What's your biggest takeaway?
I'll have to watch the tape, first of all, but it's frustrating. You know, it's frustrating. You know, we were a slow start. We battled back, you know, offensively. We did our thing late and were able to come down there. And then we scored, then they scored, and then we got right down there and came up, you know, 6 inches short. So for us, it's frustrating. Really proud of the guys, you know, encouraged by the way the guys fought. And we're able to just bounce back from some adversity. But again, that doesn't win you ball games. And so we're going to learn from that and be better next week. Yeah, I mean, I thought we executed it really well. You know, based on the coverage, we got into a certain check that really got us right to the sticks. And, you know, we came up, you know, 6 inches short. And that is what it is, and that's football.
What about Nelson on the fourth down pass? Throwing it up there, seeing what?
No, I saw him. I saw him, and that's, you know, that's something that that defense does on some third down situations, and we were able to kind of bait Keanu down there and throw it over the top. Wish I would have got it out there a little further, but, you know, that's something that we saw on tape. And once they took the timeout, I ran over there, and Coach and I talked about it, and we were able to get into that play, and it worked out for us.
This is a much different game in terms of, you know, you were kept pretty clean in game one. This was a much more physical game. I know that you have the longevity
of your career in mind. Yeah. How do you kind of balance that when a game like this sort of represents it? Yeah, I mean, it kind of is what it is. You know, I'm going to do everything I can, like I've said, to protect myself, to get the ball out, to play and stay healthy. But again, tonight was the way it was, and we battled and we fought. And, you know, I did the same, and that's just football. And so, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not going to lose too much sleep over it.
How do you feel physically?
Feel good. You know, I mean, obviously I'm going to be sore tomorrow. We got a long plane ride ahead of us too. I'm going to be sore, but physically nothing too concerning.
Was that accurate, or where was the
what play are we talking about?
Interception.
I got the wind knocked out of me a little bit. Kind of left myself exposed there in the ribs, but I feel fine.
Okay. Thanks,
thank you, guys.
Support for this show comes from Mercury. Financial operations are needlessly complex. Startups have to cobble together a patchwork of tools to reconcile transactions from different sources and struggle to glean answers from platforms that speak different languages. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so you can pay bills faster, stay in control of company spending, and speed up reconciliation. Apply in minutes at mercury.com and join over 100,000 ambitious startups that trust Mercury, not just for banking and credit cards, but for the precision, control, and focus they need to transform their financial workflows and perform at their best. Mercury, the art of simplified finances. Apply in minutes at mercury.com. Mercury is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services provided by Choice Financial Group and Evolve Bank and Trust. Members FDIC.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries.
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
In terms of health updates, do you have anything on?
I'm going to cover this right now. I have not had my medical meeting yet.
Okay.
Getting back at 4 a.m. you know, this morning and getting through the tape. We haven't had that yet, so I don't have any updates yet. We'll have more later today. So I haven't had my medical meeting yet.
There was a report that Jernigan's out roughly.
Yeah, I haven't had that medical meeting, so I don't know specifically. I know he was seen in a boot, I think, after the game, but until I get further notice, I don't know what's going on yet.
Were the injuries to Deshaun and Alshon and Dallas more precautionary to hold them out, or could they have played if it was a playoff game or something that was more important?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we evaluated Dallas. You know, obviously he was feeling something there, and so we evaluated him, you know, during pregame, and just, you know, decided to hold him at that point. Same with Deshaun and Alshon. Theirs was more in-game. You know, it's hard to say if it were a must game, you know, a playoff situation, I would think that they would try to gut it out, but it's hard to say.
Do you think Jernigan's injury is the worst of the bunch?
I feel that, you know, in my gut that it could be, but again, until I get more information, I really don't know.
Do
You touched on this postgame yesterday, but when you have Dallas Goedert out pregame, and then you have Jackson, and then you have Jeffrey, you can kind of game plan for maybe one of them not being there, but how much does that change your game plan when all three of them
It affects it. It affects it a lot. If you were to look at my call sheet this morning, you're going to see a lot of scratch outs on plays and different things. And, you know, one thing that I said after the game too is, with Mike Rowe, Jeff Stoutland, my offensive staff, making the adjustments that we needed to make, and then coaching those young guys up, Mac Hollins, JJ. And what's interesting, if you watch the game as we did this morning, I mean, Zach is telling guys where to go. Nelly's telling we're moving guys. Our pieces are moving, and we're putting guys in positions that didn't practice in those positions during the week, and still had a chance at the end of the game, took the lead and had a chance. So my hat's off to those guys for hanging in there.
Slow starts were prevalent all pretty much most of last year. When you self-scouted last all season, what would you find with the number one reason for not scoring points that first And how have you kind of tried to address that this year?
Yeah, I just have to find the magical plays.
Do you think it's plays or do you think it's more execution?
Yeah, it's always the plays.
With the injuries?
That's on me. So I got to do a better job.
With the injuries you have now, how difficult is it going to be to kind of manage the roster based on keeping spots open for some players who might not be able to play, but also having enough guys?
Yeah, that's the chess match we got to find out in these next couple of days. We have a couple games here now, in 11 or 12 days. So we'll make it work. I mean, that's just what we do. We find a way. We make it work. We coach the guys up that are going to play, and we go play.
On the fourth down, calf the same one that he was having trouble with in training camp?
Yes.
On the 4th and 14, the long pass to Aguilar, after the drop, the one that you guys got, Carson said he went over to you after the timeout and suggested that play. Is that right?
We were suggesting a bunch of plays at that time. We were just trying to find the right mix, kind of anticipating what they were going to be in defensively. I mean, 4th and 14, you're kind of in your desperation mode. So that was a play that we had in the game plan. And another one that, however, we had to move some guys around to get them in that right spot. And great play by Carson and Nelly on that one.
Going back to this time last week, what was the thinking of carrying only two tight ends and keeping the extra cornerback?
Well, we had confidence in our two tight ends. We went in with the game plan of executing with a lot of the play action pass game with two tight ends, the run game with two tight ends. I mean, it was just felt comfortable, with both guys. And then in our 11 personnel, having Zach and Dallas working there. And then having the extra DB just available on special teams. And then if needed in the secondary, keeping that extra guy up.
Four players to be evaluated for head injuries. We know Carson was by the spotter. Were the other three also because the spotter came down and told them that they had to have them examined?
Yeah, it was by the spotter and also by the officials that told us they needed to be evaluated during the game.
And Carson said after the game that he was very frustrated that they didn't evaluate him right away. It came right at the beginning of a drive. Have you guys reached out to the NFL? Are you going to do anything to follow up on what went wrong here and how this can be corrected?
I mean, we'll have communication, obviously, about it, but that stuff is out of our control. I mean, if they see it, they're going to pull the player, and it's out of our control. It's out of my hands. I can't do anything about it. That's a medical issue. It's a player safety issue. I'm sure we'll have discussions on it, but quite frankly, that's out of our hands.
There's a time gap between the time he returned to the
sideline. That's the part we got to have communication, dialogue with, and just make sure that they're seeing the same things we're seeing. But again, it's out of our hands when the spotter sees something.
Is it typically quicker than that?
Usually it's right after the play. I mean, that's typically when it happens. But in this case, it was a few plays later. So again, we got to figure out why.
What was the biggest reason why you went away from the run? Was it Goddard's absence, the way the game was playing out, combination?
A little of both. We struggled to run the ball, something we kind of pride ourselves on. Last week I might have mentioned that we were gonna face a much better Atlanta Falcon defense than we saw in week one. I mean, that's just – this is the NFL, and a lot of pride on that side, and they're well coached. And so we knew that going into this football game. We were going to try the run and try to establish it. We struggled a little bit there. we got to make those corrections, and that's a big part too of with a lot of the personnel changes, you know, with tight ends and things like that, that got us a little bit away from it. I'm not going to make an excuse, but you know, it does affect it just a little bit.
What has prevented Miles from getting off to a faster start, and where's your confidence level in him right now?
I'm really confident in Miles. I think the more opportunities he gets, he'll get better. I mean, he missed some things, you know, young running back, missed a couple of holes, a couple of holding calls. You know, he tried to bounce outside, and we got a couple of holding calls, which, you know, are going to happen. So there's some things that he can get better, but our confidence in him is really high, extremely high, and we're going to continue to play him and get him the reps.
His instinct right now seems to be to try to bounce things or to slide. Are you, as a coaching staff, impressing upon him, you know, sometimes it's better to gain a yard or two by going full straight ahead as opposed to
These are all things we'll show him on tape, you know, when the guys come in and you know, make the corrections from the game. And again, it comes from playing and then watching himself on film and making the corrections.
Doug, have you identified the play that Jernigan got hurt on?
I have not yet.
You had a lot of, you mentioned the penalties and the run game. You had a lot of offensive line penalties in this game. I think 5 accepted, 7 called. What was going on there? Was it the noise?
A little bit of the noise. It was an active front, a little more than what we had seen. These guys, you know, obviously the crowd noise getting off the ball. We know Grady Jarrett's a really good, you know, player from the standpoint of getting off the ball and increasing the gap. And a couple times we just we overset. We just, you know, set too wide, and they penetrated the A or B gap. And again, corrections that we can make and learn from and be better.
Carson getting hit so much early affected his play. How do you think he played overall, and do you factor the punishment into that?
I mean, you know, obviously, again, you know, this is a physical, violent game. Quarterbacks are going to get hit. We saw 2 quarterbacks yesterday in the league get hit, you know, or 1 get hit and 1 on a throw. So it's part of the game. And it's one thing you love about Carson is his toughness. You know, you'd love to see him, you know, maybe throw the ball a little bit sooner here and there. But the fact that he performed well yesterday and really kept us in this football game, you know, the throw to Mac in the fourth quarter was unbelievable. You know, for him to escape the pocket like he did a couple times was unbelievable. And those are things you can't really coach. You know, you don't really teach those things. I mean, that's just natural, God-given instinct. So it's hard to take that away from a player, you know. And yet, at the same time, you know, you still want him to protect himself best he can. But he's making plays for you. And, you know, not going to take that from him.
Have you spoken to Nelson? And what do you make of
– Have I spoken to Nelson?
Have you spoken to Nelson? And what do you make of his game yesterday, the plays he made, and obviously the plays he didn't make?
Yeah, I talked to Nelson after the game and just before we got on the bus and to go to the airport. And, one, I thought he played really well. From he played basically 2 spots yesterday, having to move around. And it just shows his mental capacity with the offense and where he is. He made some outstanding catches yesterday as well. And then I told him after the game, I said, one play is not going to define him or our season. It's week 2 of the National Football League. We got a bunch of football left, and he's a great player for us. And I told him just to keep his head up, keep working, and we're gonna find more ways to win these games than lose them going into the future.
Only 2-point conversion. How do you bounce back after that drop? I mean, you know, back in your first season, like that probably would have affected him.
Correct.
I mean, does that kind of show his growth?
It does. It does. Yeah.
Do you expect Carson to practice on Wednesday?
Carson Wentz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
haven't seen him today. Players are off today, so I haven't seen him.
What happened on Carson's second interception? Did a pattern get broken off there, or what happened?
No, we ran an out and up with Ertz, and he was on the linebacker, had him beat. Carson had to move to his left and just couldn't get anything on the throw, and it just nothing there on it.
On the 2-point conversion, what's your understanding of why that was overturned, and what else could Carson have done?
It's the new rule. It's the new rule now. Basically, you know, because Carson was diving, you're considered giving yourself up. And so wherever your knee touches, you're down whether you're touched or not, you're down at that spot because you're diving and you're giving yourself no different. If your quarterback is sliding on a scramble out in the field, it's the same. You're going to be down at that spot. So it was short.
And so should he no longer dive for the end zone?
No, I mean, the dive was fine. You know, we just got to be aware that you just, if you can, keep your knee up. But I mean, that's just the rule.
Was that called it? Did he read that?
That was a read. The play was actually designed for Ertz on that one, and they defended that really well, but they also gave us that lane, and Carson just reacted and took it.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
BGN.
Support for this show comes from Mercury. There's an art to making the complex feel simple. Everything should be in sync so that even the smallest part serves a bigger purpose. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so ambitious companies have the precision, control, and focus they need to perform at their best. Apply in minutes at mercury.com.